one. And this question is for you. It's not a hard question, but it provokes some thinking. How many of you know someone in this building that needs revival? You know someone? Now, would you be kind enough to point that person out to me? Okay. Just so we're on the same page. I was thinking when Brother Earl was leading the song in the garden. That's a wonderful song. Great song. I remember Dr. Robertson telling the story. Dr. Robertson was a professional singer. Before he was in the ministry as a preacher, he did a lot of singing and had opportunities to go into that field. So he would be called upon to sing at weddings. And so on this given occasion, he was supposed to sing at a wedding in the afternoon. And they had the time set, and everybody had gathered. The bride was there, but the bridegroom didn't show up on time. And so everybody got nervous, and so the preacher said to Dr. Robertson, "Sing." He said, "What do you want me to sing?" He said, "I don't care, just pick out something and sing." So he picked the song, "I Came to the Garden Alone." I think of that every time I see it. I appreciate the memorization of scriptures. The Bible said, "Whether all shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." I want to give you an assignment. It's a memory verse. We'll reference it the next 3 nights. And I hope if you don't know it already, you will know it. It's found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 73. It is the last verse in Psalm 73. And it is verse number 28. Psalm 73, verse 28. I want you to read it out loud with me, please. We're going to read Psalm 73, verse 28. "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." Let's try it once more. "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." Now, the companion verse to that is found in the book of, it is found in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, where the Bible said, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to thee." The psalmist said, "It's just good for me to draw nigh to God, draw near to God. It's good for me to do that."